Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Brandon Kravitz back here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day, and you can get it all at rotowire.com and rotowire.com/pod. Let's get you the top headlines from today. The Final Four is set, and it is unconventional to say the least. Saturday's games will feature 9-seed FAU making their first trip to the Final Four, taking on 5-seeded San Diego State, making their first trip to the Final Four. The Aztecs are installed as 2-point favorites out of the gate, and the over-under resting at 131.5. The late game will include Miami, a Miami team that's also making their first appearance in the Final Four, taking on the only team left with any sort of lineage in college basketball. UConn has been to 6 Final Fours and has won the NCAA tournament 4 times in their history. UConn opens as 5.5-point favorites against Miami, with the total sitting at 149.5. The Denver Broncos are low on draft capital, but they won't be trading either of their starting outside wide receivers to accumulate picks. Coach Sean Payton said that the team has, quote, no plans of trading Jerry Jeudy or Cortland Sutton. LeBron James returned to the court last night. He missed the previous 13 games with a foot injury, opted not to get surgery, and has already made his way back to playing basketball for the Lakers to give them one final push towards solidifying a play-in spot in the West. James had 19 points against the Bulls, shooting 6 of 11 from the field with 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Luka Doncic is growing in his frustration levels as of late. He was whistled for his 16th technical foul this season, which triggers an automatic 1-game suspension. As for tonight in the NBA, 8 games on tap across the association. Let's get you the latest info that you need to make informed decisions. Giannis is listed as probable for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Joel Embiid and James Harden listed as questionable for the Sixers. They've got a big-time affair going up against the Denver Nuggets in Denver. Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic could possibly be one final push towards an MVP campaign for both of those players. De'Aaron Fox is questionable with a hamstring injury. Kawhi Leonard listed as probable for the Clippers. Colin Sexton and Jordan Clarkson are listed as out for the Jazz, while Lauri Markkanen draws the questionable tag. Let's get you a betting pick for tonight. Use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS, earn a first bet offer up to $1,000. Let's get you the Bulls +4 on the road. That's what I'm feeling tonight. They're on the second night of a back-to-back, but you know, we get all the advantages of the point spread that come with a team that's on the second night of a back-to-back set without the detriment of travel, since their game yesterday was also in Los Angeles. Look, the Bulls have been playing some inspired basketball as of late. They go up against the Clippers team that's still going to be without Paul George, and I'm not sure this team is quite the same without him. I see real value on Chicago tonight, +4, maybe even a sprinkle on that money line too. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.